Right, well, that brings us to the end of today's proceedings. We now adjourned for the day. We reconvened at 9 o'clock in the morning, and just for the panel members, submitted Dick Rose, who had said he wasn't coming, is now coming. So the first submitter will be the Dick Rose.
So just before you adjourn for the day, yep. There are three short matters of housekeeping that I'd like to bring to the panel's attention, if I may.
Yes.
The first relates to the marked up version of the plan that was handed up this morning. It turns out you were given a black and white copy, and the changes that had been marked up had some red changes in to indicate the changes which had been recommended as a result of the questions and supplementary questions. So I have a replacement version to hand up that has the changes in colour. I can hand those up now.
Yep, thank you.
Do you want the old ones back?
They could probably be shredded unless you've written notes in
them. Can we get an electronic version of that?
Yes, there is an electronic version of that. We'll be forwarded through.
Right. Thank
you. Thank you.
Responses to some of the outstanding questions. The council officers have continued to work on those outstanding questions, and answers will be available to a number of those questions tomorrow morning. The answers fit on one page, and it would be appropriate for us to read those into the record first thing tomorrow morning, then officers are happy to do that.
Yeah, that'd be good, thank you.
And the third issue has arisen in response to a telephone call I've received from Council for Fonterra, and that relates to the answers which have been given to questions and the further amendments recommended by officers in terms of changes to the proposed plan. Mm. He wanted to seek further directions from the panel in relation to an opportunity to respond to those further changes, and whether it would be of assistance to the panel to have expert witnesses providing further supplementary evidence at the same time as legal submissions are provided. And by way of example, the planner called by Fonterra, Mr. Willis, may wish to comment on the further changes which have been recommended. There are obviously a number of ways in which that could occur. There could be further supplementary evidence given in advance to enable the panel to consider those changes prior to the witnesses appearing. Alternatively, the witnesses could provide that further evidence when they appear, or comment could be included in the legal submissions.
Yeah, well, just in general terms, I think it's only fair that some of us have the opportunity to comment on the changes, because there have been a lot of them come through in the last 2 days from the officers. We'll give some thought to the process for that. Obviously, it'd be helpful for us to have it in advance so we could read it. I think a general kind of approach whereby, particularly for the larger institutional submitters, if they could provide it, say, 2 weeks prior to when they were due to appear, that would be my initial thought. So it gives them plenty of time, but then gives us plenty of time to read it as well.
In terms of this issue, may be appropriate for a minute to be issued, and perhaps that's something the panel can reflect on.
Yep, no, we'll do that.
Those were the only issues, thank you.
Thank you very much. So with that, we'll now adjourn and reconvene at 9 o'clock.